Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting seventh. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Schoolboy Rowe. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Schoolboy Rowe. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whitey Wilshere. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Whitey Wilshere. And now, play ball. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Berry and he is safe. Fox steals second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball four. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. Fox scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Rowe reaches third base with a triple. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cochran moves to third. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cochran scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Berry reaches second base with a double. Whitey Wilshere is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilshere strikes out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Rowe hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 1 in the game. Coleman hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fox moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin is hit by the pitch. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 2 RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Coleman fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Coleman. Fox scores. Goslin goes all the way around to score. Gehringer moves to third. It's 4-1, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 5-1, Tigers. Roy Mahaffey now pitching. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 2 in the game. Greenberg hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-1, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 2 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Worstler misplays the ball. That's an error on Worstler. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 2 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to second. Two outs. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Rowe hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Worstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Worstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel misplays the ball. That's an error on Rogel. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Berry hits a pop-up towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller pinch hits for Roy Mahaffey. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen juggles the ball. That's an error on Owen. Wurstler moves to second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Cascarella now pitching. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran strikes out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 3 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. Wurstler hits a line drive into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes pinch hits for Charlie Berry. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 7-2, Tigers. Joe Cascarella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cascarella strikes out. two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-3 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McNair moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Johnson reaches second base with a double. McNair scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 7-3, Tigers. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kramer scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 7-4, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-3 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Frankie Hayes now catching. Schoolboy Rowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rowe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Rowe strikes out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Goslin hits a line drive towards first. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-3 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-3 in the game. Wurstler strikes out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Markham pinch hits for Joe Cascarella. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 7, and the Athletics 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Benton now pitching. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rogel bunts towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Gehringer moves to third. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. It's 8-4, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-4 in the game. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the Athletics 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McNair moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rowe fields it and throws to first for the out. Kramer moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-4 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Philadelphia Athletics, 4. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.